This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Ty Bollinger, my buddy, my hero, my champion. He's back outside the box. I was just, this is kind of funny story. I'm just reading some of the commentary on our YouTube chat room there, TMB.
Yeah.
Remember our buddy Steve Feld, the guy that does all the great cartoons and graphics stuff?
Oh, yeah.
He says he's been working hard. He's put in a kitchen in his basement. He's been out in the lawn laying sod. And I'm like, dude, grow wheatgrass. It's still grass. Couldn't that work for if you're in a community that says you have to grow grass? I'll grow wheatgrass. I could just mow that every day and juice it.
Yeah, you could. And you know what? That's interesting. That's one of the things that we talked today about was juicing and actually the Organigreens with Eric and Sabrina Zielinski. We talked about that.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I'm going to be talking about this Sunday. I'm going to be flying up to Detroit for the day. This is crazy. It's like you. You're rubbing off on me, Ty. I'm like, okay, we'll go out for the day. So I'm going up there because there's a treating cancer with cannabis conference. Our good buddy Stephanie Hoffman McKeith is helping to put it on with Heidi Parikh and My Compassion Michigan. And they've asked me to come up and broadcast and then give a lecture as to the things that are critical for cancer patients. And one of those things is juicing. And so I'm going to talk about the Organigreens, how, you know, if you don't have a juicer, you can't afford whatever, we have options to have living food available to us in simpler ways. And I'm grateful for that. And by the way, for those of you listening in the radio audience, which you are now too, in addition to our YouTube audience, the organics line of products are all on special, big sale, a couple of days left. If you've been waiting to buy organics products, the essential oils, the organic greens, the enzymes, all the supplements we talked about here on the air, do it. Go to robertscottbell.com. There are links. It'll take you right to their website. Order it. Take advantage of the deals. TMB, is there any special discount code, or is it all automatic for the next couple of days?
Yeah, I think through Friday night, it's just you're going to get, you know, between 40 and 70% off on all the products. So it's interesting that you do mention the Organigreens. You know, one of the things that makes them unique is the fact that it's actually dehydrated juice, not dehydrated greens. So the typical way that greens are made, and this is not intended to be an infomercial for Organigreens, this is just what we've been talking about today, and it's really fascinating, the distinction. So you have most green drinks have, you know, the wheatgrass, the spirulina, the chlorella, and they take all these things and they grind them up and they dehydrate them, and then they turn that what's left into a powder, and that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
What this is, the distinction is that Organigreens is actually all of that stuff, 71 fruits, vegetables, mushrooms, spices, herbs, juiced, then the juice is dehydrated. So it's like 30 times more potent than just getting the fiber. So that's one of the things that makes the Organigreens unique. And the other thing is the taste. It just flat out tastes good.
It's
for
awesome.
Myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super Don still loves it. Still loves it. Mixes it, as I do, with a lot of things. And, of course, those of you who are bold enough like me and Super D and TMB, the super cricket fuel stuff. It's awesome, too.
We tried that today. We had some guys over here filming, like I mentioned to you, and everybody had to try the cricket.
Yeah, real men drink crickets. I'm like, okay, women too. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, go out and get them. And by the way, it was funny, Steve made a comment. Yeah, you know, I should turn my lawnmower into a juicer. I like that. Yeah, so we all grow wheatgrass instead of the grass that's kind of, it's just green, and we have to spray. We don't have to spray this stuff. Grow some wheatgrass and turn your lawnmower into a juicer. I think that idea. I think we've got a good trend going here.
Yeah, I think that's a new square on the Truth About Cancer Live bingo game. If you hear somebody say that they turn their lawnmower into a juicer, you get that spot.
You got to take a shot of Organigreens at that moment. Absolutely at that moment. So a lot in the news. I don't know if you want to comment on anything like topical as well that we didn't plan on. You know, the Roseanne Barr tweet, now she says that Ambien made her do it. But, again, the perspective on what people get upset about, I always like to put it in perspective. What about all the people dying from FDA-approved medicines, the children being harmed or killed by FDA-approved vaccines, doctor-induced, all of that? Where's the offense at that, right? As you go, oh, my gosh, she might have made a racist tweet. And I think anybody that's worked with Roseanne Barr over the years, probably a lot of leftists in Hollywood, work with her. You think if she was racist, they would have said something years ago.
You know, here's the problem, Robert, and I don't even know what she said, to be honest with you. I've been out of pocket the last couple of days, but I heard that she did some kind of an insensitive racist tweet. Whatever it was, should it surprise you? And then number two, whatever it is, I'm sure it's not half as bad as what every president has said in the back rooms over the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a double standard, including liberal Democrats, not just Republican presidents,
right.
All of them. Senators, congressmen, congresswomen, the things that they have said about people of different races and different beliefs is appalling compared to whatever it is that Roseanne said.
Yeah, well, selective outrage, we know that. And most of it's, kind of a provocations from above. We love to see division, divide and conquer, yeah. That scenario. And you know, I brought it up to hopefully provide some level of perspective. I was just kind of a bit outraged about the outrage because it's just so silly, yeah. Based on what really goes on behind the scenes. And in fact, what's right before your eyes in terms of things that are genuinely offensive, the harm or killing, yeah. Of children, for instance. Yeah.
And look, it's selective, and I don't even know what the comment is. And if it's really egregious, then I'm sorry. I don't know what the comment is. But I guarantee you, not even knowing what the comment was, if let's say who's like a poster child for the left on the View, one of the women on the View,
Joy Behar.
Let's say she had said the same thing in a tweet. Nobody would have cared. Nobody would have mentioned it. Nobody would have covered it. And
well, in fact, you bring up that interesting point because there were some leftist commentators, whether it was Bill Maher or somebody like that said, you know, something mated with an orangutan and had Donald Trump. Right? And nobody screamed racism. Nobody was outraged on the political left about that. So, again, perspectives, when you bring monkeys and orangutans into the mix, it's selectively racist. Only if you're not a leftist is it racist. So, anyway, I didn't mean to digress to that. But, again, outrage.
Digression's okay, and I'm looking at the comment now. And, yeah, it's okay. Racially insensitive. Okay, fine. Does it deserve her being fired over? Absolutely not. Not even half as bad as what most of congressmen, most congresswomen, most people in elective office, most commentators on the news, leftist commentators, they've all said stuff way worse than this.
Mm-hmm.
Selective outrage.
No doubt, folks. Outrage. Choose your outrage carefully because you don't want to waste it on stupid stuff. You know, there's reason to be outraged. There is. But not for this. When we go outside the box together, that's a reason to celebrate, a reason to enjoy our time together. And there are a lot of stories on tap this hour. We'll see what we can get to. One of them, you know, was interesting because it gets into an area that a lot of people don't even know about, DARPA. Defense something, research project something. Do you remember what DARPA stands for exactly?
I don't know what DARPA stands for. I know it's some sort of hidden defense program. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, there's been many movies where they've actually mentioned DARPA by name, even though we're supposed to believe that DARPA actually might not even exist. We know that it exists because it's in the movies, right? And if they didn't say in the movies, it wouldn't exist. But something like Advanced Research Projects or something
like that. Yes, it is. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. And they're doing all the black box projects, the reverse engineering from UFO-type stuff. And, you know, some of it might end up being products that you end up buying, but some of it could be pretty sinister. And this is the next one. New DARPA Pentagon program plans to patrol cities with AI drones. Now, I don't know if this has anything to do with 5G because of the need to control everything in an automated fashion. They have to put this super-powered, but it's lower power, but it's really some distorted frequencies. But these towers have to be closer and closer together in order to control everything. Who knows how that's sending signals into heavy metal-infested mines as well?
Well, I mean, when you look at these AI drones, there's several problematic areas. You know, number one is the frequencies, you know, the potential dirty electricity that are used not only to fly the drones, but also when they're communicating, because they're all communicating with other satellites. So that's a problem. The biggest issue to me is not even that, though. The biggest issue is just the invasion of privacy. Because, look, I mean, we've already covered stories years ago, Robert, where they've got cameras the size of mosquitoes that will fly, and they can pretty much spy on people, and you don't even know there's a mosquito camera in your room watching you. So, and whatever we know about Robert, they're probably a couple of decades ahead of us with what's really already out there. So they're releasing this that they plan to patrol cities with drones. I bet we've been patrolled with drones for a long time and don't even know it. Or we've been patrolled with the equivalent of drones, whether it's cameras from satellites, cameras that are coming from buildings and bridges and whatever. We're already under surveillance 24/7. Every big city is. So yeah, they're just rolling this out to kind of acclimate us to the fact that we're going to now see drones in the skies that are patrolling us. But, of course, it's all for our safety.
Desensitized. And, of course, a lot of the drones are your apps, obviously. There's a lot of things that are tracking you that way as well. Of course, if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to be afraid of, said no founding father ever, right? You know, this exactly. Idea that, well, if you're not guilty, what do you worry about? Of course, those are the same people that they're saying that are outraged about Roseanne Barr. So what are you going to say about that? And the perspective on the right to privacy, it isn't about whether you're guilty or not guilty of something. To have the government spy on you and utilize information in ways that, you know, whether they're intending to use it badly or not, the fact of the matter is they're hacked all of the time. Private organizations are hacked as well. And so what happens to your information then? Identity theft, etc. The more you can turn people into zeros and ones and digitize them, the more artificial reality becomes and the more you can be accused of a crime you never even committed, nor no one would in their right mind think is a crime.
Yeah, the thought crimes, the future crimes, right? Minority Report coming true. Oh, by the way, I don't know what just made me think of this. Last night, Trump was in Nashville here, and Brianna and Charlene got a chance to go to like a pre-rally dinner, and they actually got a chance to. They didn't get a picture with him, but he actually spoke in the room that they were in. So very cool for Charlene and Brianna.
Nice, very cool, very cool. Yeah, that's awesome. So we got DARPA drones, we got privacy violations. Today there was the right to try legislation that was signed as well. My point is, yes, I applaud Trump and I try everybody that was for it. But again, when will the time be that they acknowledge a right to try whatever you want, whenever you want, as opposed to, oh, you've tried all the drugs, they failed, now we'll give you access to experimental drugs?
Yeah, I was watching that right to try, and it is a good step in the right direction, but you shouldn't be forced to wait until you're on death's door to do that. It should be at any time. You should have that right.
Right. Well, that is the freedom you and I share, and we want to share with everybody. But it's up to you to take it. Not only run with it, but defend it with your life if you have to, because they're after your life by prohibiting you from trying things that could save your life. Some of those things you're now allowed to try, but a lot of them you're not. And those are the things we're probably going to be talking about next. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And it tastes so good, they think it's organic green. Actually, it is if you get some. It's on sale next couple of days. Please reach out to Organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X.com. Linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. 40 to 70% off. Amazing. Take advantage of this time. Stock up for the summer and into the fall. If you can't eat it all, just keep it coming, TMB. Keep it coming.
We're going to try to do that, man. We're going to try to keep it coming. And over the break, I was reading that article about the conspiracy flames on this Halifax website. So, very, very interesting. So this
yes.
got references to the truth about cancer.
Fascinating. Mainstream news acknowledging because this chiropractic woman seems like a nice lady. I'd love to get her on, Dr. Dina Churchill. She's been very outspoken about vaccines. And when the CBC News out of Nova Scotia apparently investigated her, they went to like her Facebook page. And they said specifically that her Facebook pages include extensive video reviews of The Truth About Cancer, a series that, wait for it, makes conspiratorial claims about cancer and related research.
That's funny, Robert, because apparently the author of this article is not familiar with the 1953 Fitzgerald Report, which was a United States Senate investigatory committee that they concluded there is a conspiracy to suppress cancer treatments in the United States. And they're apparently not familiar with the 1989 ruling by, I think it was the 11th Circuit, Susan Getzendaner, who ruled that there was a conspiracy by the American Medical Association to suppress chiropractic. And this lady is a chiropractor. So apparently the author of this article has not done his or her research.
Well, that's the point. It's all a conspiracy until you validate it, until you happen to look into all of these things, these claims. right on the congressional record, as you just pointed out, TMB. And, of course, the mainstream media reporters are lazy. And if they're not lazy, they're trained Pavlovian dogs. Because they know that if they actually report truthfully, factually, openly, honestly, with integrity, which I think there was one point in time where they actually taught journalism that you're supposed to do that, then they would be out of a job. So the control of the media is very real. I mentioned last hour a couple of, well, one very recent example about how the mainstream media lies on the local level, much less on the federal or national level, that you've got to go into it not believing a thing they say until you can independently verify or validate it. And, you know, that's what the Truth About Cancer did so well, because it went into things that obviously the media would not cover with any sense of integrity.
Yeah, we did. We did. And they clearly, I'm looking at this article, the author, Michael Gorman. Michael needs to do some research. As a matter of fact, everybody that's listening out there, you send Michael an email, michael.gorman@cbc.ca, mm-hmm. and let him know that he needs to do some research before he posts stuff like that on an article. He needs to be the one doing the research. michael.gorman@cbc.ca.
Let me see if it'll let me drop an email into it does. I dropped the email right into our YouTube crowd, our chat room watching on there.
Cool.
So send y'all Michael send him an email about that article. Absolutely. Now, real briefly, I just want to go over to Whole Foods or Amazon. And apparently the promise that Whole Foods made, and we covered it here extensively along with our buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, that they were going to label by, I don't know what year it was, GMOs, mm-hmm. have a full labeling program. And apparently they're backing down from that now.
I don't understand, but I do understand, right? So let's just say a year ago they were acquired by Amazon. So at that point, do we really need to explain the article any further? Probably not. That explains why they're backing off, because they've become mainstream. And anytime that you're mainstream, you're going to be going with the mainstream mantra. And the mainstream mantra is, we don't need to label GMOs. They're not harmful. It's a waste of time. It just creates panic in people that they think there's actually a difference between GMOs and regular food, which there's not. So let's not make them label it. This is not surprising at all in light of what happened a year ago when Amazon acquired Whole Foods. This is what's going to happen when you have a company that's acquired by a giant.
Well, once again, if you're still going out to buy groceries, you haven't been able to grow all of your own food yet, and let's face it, not many people do yet, make selections based on this kind of information. You know, if you have an option to go to a Whole Foods versus another grocery store, or even better, a local farmer's market where you can connect directly with your local organic farmer, make those choices, because those dollars you take away from Whole Foods and Amazon will make a difference ultimately. They'll have to respond to their customers. It isn't because the government's going to mandate it. We've already seen how they've acquiesced to the Monsantos and biotechs of the world and said, you know what, you can't label this stuff. We preempted you on the federal level with the Dark Act. Folks, we're bringing the light of healing, health, freedom to you each and every, well, almost every day, and each and every week right here we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, Truth About Cancer, and so much more. Get our book that we wrote together called Unlock the Power to Heal, and many other books that he's written, including The Truth About Cancer. And we'll be back to talk about vaccine compliance. How are they going to convince you parents that have woken up and seen the truth?
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, moms and dads out there, grandmas and grandpas, how do you feel about vaccines? Is it too controversial? Do you even talk about it? Do you bring it up in mixed company? Because there are a lot of people that just, you know, you talk about a Roseanne Barr tweet that freaks people out. Man, just talk bad about vaccinations. Oh, my gosh, you've struck to the heart of their religion. They might claim to be Jewish, Christian, Muslim, who knows what they claim to be, but they're actually in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And now they're wondering, how the heck can we get those compliance rates back up there, because people are figuring this thing out. Well, we know the first thing they're going to do, TMB, is ban that theme song, because that's probably not going to encourage anybody to vaccinate ever again.
That theme song has already been banned, I'm confident, but you just don't know yet.
That's all right. We didn't get the memo.
You didn't get that memo. Yeah, you know, you're right. The vaccines are, you know, if you question vaccines, it's tantamount to blasphemy. It is questioning the very roots of that religion. And, you know, people that are listening for the first time might hear Robert say, you know, this is the church of pharmaceutical mysticism and vaccines are the sacred cow. It's not hyperbole. They really are. Vaccines have never been shown to be safe. They've never been shown to be effective, period. I'll stand up and debate anybody on that anywhere, medical doctor or not. The research is not there. Yet, we're told that they are safe and effective. And if you don't believe that, and if you question it, you're ostracized from that church. You're not allowed to go back to that doctor's office. That is, by that's a cult. That's exactly what vaccinations are, is a cult of vaccines.
Mm-hmm. So maybe if we soften, like that vaccine thing we played, we can help people, you know, back into their pediatrician's office to really rely and trust in the sanctity of toxins injected into their innocent little babies, based on the theory that if they don't get their shot, somebody else's vaccine might fail.
In some parts of this country, vaccine rates have fallen below the magic number of 90%. Magic number of 90%. Magic number of 90%.
Abracadabra, abracadabra, yo!
Yes, bring us back that old black magic, the witchcraft of modern medicine, right? They used to call me the witch doctor of talk radio. It's like, no. The witch doctor, those are the people with white lab coats trying to convince you that, well, pay no attention to what's in a vaccine, but just know this. If we don't get that rate up over 92, 93, 94, is it 97, is it 98, is it 91, some magic number, that we're all going to die, we're all going to get, well, does that mean that you can't rely on any vaccine? Because if the 5 or 6% ain't getting it are going to cause everybody to get sick, what was the point of the vaccine in the first place? TMB, clear up this mess for me.
Robert, your problem is you're making way too much sense logically, that we can't have that. Because that's exactly right. If the vaccines are effective, why the heck do you care if anybody else got vaccinated? If you've had yours, who cares? But that's not the story. The story is they're only effective if everybody else gets theirs, which by definition means they're not effective. And if you look at herd immunity, that's a total myth. The herd immunity was, the concept was started almost 100 years ago when they were looking at natural exposure to measles, and they found out that when like 60-something, 65% were exposed to measles naturally, there was, quote, herd immunity to measles. And now somehow over the last century, it's morphed from 65 to 70% to somehow now it's 95%. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Right.
95%.
Where's
vaccination? That makes you, you know, herd immunity. That's the magic number. There's no studies. There's nothing that supports herd immunity at 95%. They just made it up.
Yeah, and my girlfriend, Morgan Fairchild.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Right. Now, this article goes in. It's a Forbes article, in fact. They're talking about, hey, you know, we found a way to be successful. We can get them back. We can get those parents back. All we got to do is be persistent as doctors. We just got to keep pushing, and don't give them an out. Don't give them an inch. And so basically they're saying that if doctors just go, well, whatever you decide is okay, people will decide what's okay for them. If the doctors put the peer pressure on these parents, well, if the parents aren't solid and confirmed and really confident in their own position, then, yeah, the doctors, the authoritarians can manipulate them back into the electrified fence of vaccinating their children. So their strategy is basically peer pressure, intimidation, lies, and deceit, and they're all for it.
God forbid that a white coat should tell a parent that they actually have a choice in the matter. God forbid that a white coat should actually treat a parent with respect and admit that they have they have the right, they have the final say to decide the health of their child. They God forbid that a doctor would actually step off of that pedestal and let a parent make a decision. No, we've got to bully them, basically. This is medical bullying is what it is.
All right. Now, a lot of this is about the HPV shot, and they claim to be factual the prevention rate against cervical cancer, which is absolute nonsense because these HPV shots have only been on the market for a few years, and it's going to take 20 plus or more years as these preteens become in their 30s before the incidence typically arises of the so-called cervical cancer. And at that point, they can find out, my gosh, this thing never did work. The whole idea is bunk to begin with. We've referenced peer-reviewed literature that shows that HPV cannot possibly be the cause of cervical cancer. So I don't even give them that because they're like, well, we've proven it does. No, you haven't. Any more than you've proven that the HPV shot, Gardasil or Cervarix, is going to prevent. In fact, it's showing cervical dysplasia is the result. Abnormal cell development is the result of some of these shots. Guillain-Barré, neurological paralysis of other unknown etiology, as they call it. Also, what other big words can we throw out there that are, well, how about infertility? They're destroying the ovaries of these young girls before they even have a chance to have children.
How about death? How about that as a side effect? There's over, I think, 300 deaths now that have been linked to the Gardasil vaccine, HPV vaccine. And this is way, way underreporting to the actual number because they estimate that only maybe 1 in 100 gets reported and tied to the appropriate vaccine. In 1986, when that National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 86 was passed, it became a requirement for doctors or nurses or anybody that had that gave a vaccine to file a report if there's a bad outcome. And since the time that started in 86, there have been more adverse events associated with the Gardasil vaccine than with all the other vaccines combined, I believe. Mm-hmm. And don't quote me on that, but I'm almost certain that in the truth about vaccines that I came across that statistic. This vaccine is horribly damaging. And in the case of a young man that the Vax crew interviewed, his name was Colton. I say was because he died recently. And everything happened to him as soon as he got the HPV vaccine. He was paralyzed. He was quadriplegic. He was on a ventilator in a wheelchair the last few years of his life. And then I think he was 15 or 16 years old, and he just died back in January. You know, you tell that to the parents.
Yeah, and then in this Forbes article, they put up what's known as Superdon, a straw man argument. You know about those straw man argument. They make an argument that is not being claimed by many people and shoot it down and say, see, y'all are wrong. Okay. Their argument was a study in 2016 in Scientific Reports claiming to demonstrate that the HPV vaccine, when combined with the pertussis toxin, led to neurologic injury in mice. And so they're saying, well, that's not legitimate because that's not normally how it's given. But the point is we have enough evidence. Go to sanevax.org, our friends there, and they'll show you with or without other vaccines that this is a devastating vaccine. And the adjuvants in there, aluminum, other things, are creating horrific responses in these young girls primarily, but they want to target the young boys as well, based on fraud, based on a lie, based on, again, I would call it a hokey religion, but hokey is too kind because this religion is so devastating for the people who worship there. And that is, again, biological mysticism, pharmaceutical mysticism, vaccinology, division, or denomination.
The religion of vaccines is a religion of death. And the people that adhere to that religion, many of them don't even know it. That's the sad thing, is that they've been deceived as well.
And, you know, we say this, I don't know to our own peril, because I've been talking about this for so long. In reality, the people that are still so, their heads so far up the vaccine syringe that they can't even see or hear clearly, there's nothing we can do to reach them. But there are many people that have woken up the hard way with having children that are injured or even killed by these things. And our hearts go out to them. And they are doing their level best for the most part to try and prevent this from happening to any other children. And they're met with derision, dismissed out of hand by the so-called experts in the vaccine world. Instead of paying close attention to what happens when a drug hits the market. There's observation, there's reporting, because they know in the first 2 to 5 years, they're going to discover things they didn't see in their limited tests that they do that are not truly placebo-controlled studies to begin with. like they're supposed to be for drugs. They're not doing it for vaccines.
They're not doing it for vaccines, Robert. And I was up in Chicago a couple years ago. Only time that I've been to Autism One, it was a phenomenal experience. Got a lot of great interviews there for The Truth About Vaccines when we were filming for that. One of the things that just struck me, there was about 1,100 mothers there with autistic kids and, you know, spectrum kids. And those mothers are lambasted. They're told that they're crazy, conspiracy kooks, anti-vax, you know, freaks. They're just berated by the pro-vaccines. What do all those mothers have in common, Robert? All 1,100 mothers? They are former pro-vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all vaccinated their kid, and their kid got injured, and then they started research and found out, hey, I think there's a link between the vaccine and the injury, and there's evidence to show that they're accurate. So these are women that are not conspiracy kooks. These are women that used to be pro-vaccine and got a damaged kid and woke up. So, you know, people that are anti-vacciners are often, you know, made out to be crazy people and people that are anti-science, when the reality is, almost every anti-vaxxer used to be a pro-vaxxer. They don't tell you that
right.
part of the story.
Yeah, that is the rest of the story, and I'm glad you brought that up. So, folks, you know, wherever somebody's at, and even if they disagree with you and me, TMB, it isn't our position to attack them because of it.
Nope.
Really, listen, if you have a different belief, the only thing I would ask is that you don't use force, violence, or fraud to try and convince, coerce others to your side of the equation. And that's what the doctors are being encouraged to do in this Forbes article. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. One more segment to do it in. It's Outside the Box each and every Wednesday with Ty Bollinger right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Archives available. Hundreds of hours available for free. Go to robertscottbell.com. We've got links to organics.com where you can get your supplements that we use here on the show, including our delicious organics concentrated juice. And that's available to you right now. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Truth About Cancer Live, the key insights from every speaker's presentation book. And it's just like, I opened it up and it's just like, I see these pictures and I can't help but smile. My heart is so happy with the things that you've been able to do, and you brought these people to the public in a bigger way. And it's just, it's glorious. It really is. And then to have a major newspaper comment on the conspiracies related in the truth about cancer. I love it. It's happening, folks. You can't contain it.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, so, those books are fun. One of the things I've tried to do, we weren't even talk about this, but one of the things that we try to do in those books when we have events and we have, you know, the live events and we have the docuseries and all that is to put pictures of people that they kind of, it's kind of like a scrapbook for you, right?
Yes.
So that's one of the main things we try to do, because I look back on some of these transcript books and stuff, and they're really full of pictures, and it's kind of a good, it's like an annual of what we did that year.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So fun.
It really brings back great, great memories, and I think people feel it. Like you see the visuals, and it's like light coming through the pictures, even if they're black and white. You can feel it. You can see it. So, again, I just want to acknowledge that. And by the way, speaking of that, is there a sense, a lot of people were bummed that it didn't happen this year, right? Truth About Cancer Live, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes that, you know, people, hopefully they respect and understand why, but 2019 potential?
Oh, yeah, definitely 2019. We're already working on a location. It's going to be out west, and so we're almost locked down the location for 2019. So definitely are not going to take 2 years off, brother. We will be back. You'll be there with us, and it's going to be out on the West Coast somewhere, and I'll tell you where it is as soon as we have it all nailed down.
Beautiful. All right. Well, that's it, folks. You got it. Now, get inspired to be healthy. Save up to 50% off. Save up to 88% on select essential oils. The next 2 days, free U.S. shipping, $9 flat rate for international shipping. We've got people listening all around the world, but don't wait. If you hear about this message, get over to organics.com and get the sale. Get the essential oils. Get all the wonderful things we have. In fact, I have one right here, my Magi Complex, which I travel with everywhere as well. So, TMB, thanks for putting that on sale.
Oh, yeah. All of them are on sale. You know, one of the most popular products, our flagship product, was actually the 7M Plus, which is the medicinal mushroom blend. And we all know about the medicinal mushrooms are great for the immune system, the beta-glucans. What people don't realize is there's four other nutrients that are in those medicinal mushrooms that are just essential. Number one is they're very high in selenium. Robert Scott Bell always talks about selenium. Mushrooms are very high in selenium. Also high in vitamin D. And we're all deficient in vitamin D. Most people are. Glutathione, master antioxidant. Very high quantities in medicinal mushrooms. And then lastly, there's I think it's like an amino acid or maybe it's a protein, but it's called ergothionine. If you've heard of ergothionine, you're probably smarter than 99% of people out there, because I bet nobody knows what ergothionine is, but it's an antioxidant very similar to glutathione, and mushrooms are 10 times more prevalent in this particular antioxidant, ergothionine, than any other food on earth. So those are four kind of hidden things about medicinal mushrooms that people don't even know.
Mm-hmm. I have the 7M Plus as well, TMB. The question is this part of the sale? Can people get a discount on it too this week?
Yeah. Yeah, 7M Plus. All of the products are on sale till Friday. So, yeah, load up on the 7M Plus. I mean, you can't carry the reishi, shiitake, maitake, lion's mane, turkey tail mushroom in your pocket, but you can take 7M Plus with you anywhere you go.
Nice. And there's an article here we were going to cover. We don't have a lot of time, but talking about stress and anxiety and how essential oils can be used to kind of lessen the intensity of these things. And I'm looking at all of them. I'm still not an expert on it, but Eric Zielinski, our buddy, he knows essential oils as well as anybody.
And we were just talking about some essential oils earlier today. They were actually up at our house here. And what this article describes is what we were talking about. Want to relax, de-stress, rosemary, lavender, orange, peppermint, great for that. Geranium is awesome. Lang Lang. So these are all essential oils we were actually talking about earlier today. So great to diffuse. I diffuse every time I'm working down here in my office. I'm diffusing constantly all these essential oils. They're great.
Now, the videos you were doing talking essential oils, when are those going to air? Do you know?
I'm not sure that we were, I can't remember if we were talking about essential oils on camera or not. We were talking about the turmeric 3D, the organic greens, and the 7M Plus on camera. I think the essential oils was just kind of a side conversation, but they'll be airing soon.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll give everybody a heads up, folks. Anytime there's something breaking and it has anything to do with TMB, our buddy, the truth about cancer and more, you're going to hear about it here. Perhaps first. Sometimes we give you some sneak previews because TMB is just that kind of guy when we get together. He lets it out. They say, don't talk to Robert. He'll get the secrets out of you.
I love it, man. I love it, Robert.
All right. Love you too, my brother. Listen, we're about ready to sign off for the night. We've got Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Ebor tomorrow. But for right now, TMB, tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
Yeah, remember that the power to heal is yours.
Amen, brother.
Woo!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now that we're heading home after an adventurous day of sun and fun, I realize the glow in the back seat isn't coming from the kids' screens. It's actually coming from the kids. That's because my well-meaning but easily distracted hubby didn't use enough sunscreen on my poor, burned offspring. Moms, don't let summer sun ruin your summer fun. That's why I use Topperson Afterburn Cream, and you should too. Topperson Afterburn Cream moisturizes and soothes the skin with 14 biomedicines, including arnica and echinacea, and is proven to help reduce the symptoms associated with sunburn, windburn, blisters, even scrapes and bug bites. With no aloe to dry out the skin and no chemicals that can cause irritation or allergic reaction, Topperson Afterburn Cream is natural, fast-acting, and hypoallergenic. So if you're like me and want the best for your family, chase the burn away with Topperson Afterburn Cream, available at the Vitamin Shop, Natural Markets, Independent Pharmacies, and Amazon.com. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.